So next up, we've got Timothy Patrick Hinkle with The Stars Overhead.
How long to arrive, finally at rest. Not just a house guest settled in my nest. Depressed instead, I find to traveling on.
Are you guys familiar with Doctor Who?
Here and there.
Never seen it. I know of it. I know of it as Doctor Spacetime or whatever, but yeah, I've never...
So Doctor Who has all of these adventures, as far as I understand, and every season or every set of these adventures, he ends up with a different companion, and this companion gets dragged along with him on all of his adventures. And I think this very first one, the song is sung from the perspective of the Doctor's granddaughter, who may be one of his first companions. And what she wants is to stop being drug around the galaxy with Doctor Who and to just sort of settle down, put up some stakes, and, you know, lead a normal life. And I think this song does a really good job of focusing on the singer's desire to be at home. And I think it does an excellent job as being an I Want song. So kudos to Timothy Hinkle for pulling that off. Musically, I don't have a lot of notes on what this song does. It just, to me, it sounds like a lot of his previous work. So nothing really stood out for me here. And I have to apologize in advance as well. My notes on The Shadows are a bit sketchier than normal.
Yeah, I haven't written down as many notes for these either. But what I did have for this one is, like, I thought his singing was just beautiful. And it's my favourite one of his from this spin tune so far. And a couple of the lines that I really liked were, "No need to erase each trace I'll leave behind." And what I think is the chorus, which is, "We swim among the stars, I'd rather they were overhead. I could be still and watch them wheel across the sky instead." And that one kind of, like, hit home for me a bit, not from the perspective of being out in space, but one of the things that I miss most as an immigrant is my sky here is completely different to my sky back home. And that made me think about that.
Oh, cool.
Made me a bit homesick. Which was the point of the song. So, good work.
Yeah. But then he mispronounced Melbourne and you lost it.
Fuck him.
Yeah. I'd just like to kind of point out that, you know, when we have sketchier notes for The Shadows, that's not any shade to The Shadows. That is because we are on a shortened timeline. So we've all listened to The Shadows. You know, we listened to everything several times leading up. This time we only had like a day and a half to listen to everything. And when it comes to trying to sit down and write cogent notes, that's sort of a different ask. So yeah, again, no shade to The Shadows. We've each submitted shadows at one spin tunes or another. I know you have Hot Pink Halo, and Jurgatorium certainly did several shadows. And we always kind of feel a little cheated when we don't get reviews on the shadows from one or more judges. So please continue to do shadows, everybody. And now listen to my sketchy notes. About Tim Hinkle's The Stars Overhead, Timothy Patrick Hinkle's The Stars Overhead shadow. As Chubby already mentioned, protagonist wants to belong, to have a home, to kind of settle down, and in current situation can't quite do that. This is a pleasant, nice, mellow, kind of undemanding song. Tim Hinkle's voice is always very, very appealing. I always enjoy hearing it. And I do think it's kind of funny, though. You know, if you have some sort of aversion to D&D songs, then here's a treat for you. It's a Doctor Who song.
It's a totally different animal.
completely unrelated, different
but
audience.
I also think you can listen to this. Like, I didn't actually realize it was about Doctor Who. I just thought it was about somebody traveling through space. So you can listen to this, I think, divorced from the fact that it's about Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The first few times that I'd listened to it, I hadn't read the bio yet. And I don't think that you get Doctor Who unless you read the bio.
Yeah, I think there's a few, like, place names or something mentioned, so I figured it was referencing something, but I didn't know what, and it didn't really matter that I didn't know what.
Yeah.